Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, little Mousy Gray, Pine Ridge's amazing contribution to the boxing world, has finally agreed to meet Iron Ike at the carnival tomorrow night and attempt to win the $1,000 being offered to the man who can knock out Iron Ike. But the hitch is that Mousy is no longer Lum's fighter. Squire Skimp surprised everyone by signing Mousy up for himself. Today, as we look in on the little community, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store. Lum has just returned from Squire's office. Listen.
$500?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what Squire said.
For the land's sake.
Said if I wanted to buy Mousy's contract and be his boxing manager, I'd have to pay $500 for it.
Why, that old skinflint. You didn't tell him you'd take it, did you, Lum? Of
course not. Can't afford no $500.
Why, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that much even if Mousy did win the fight from Iron Ike. Pays $1,000, but Mousy ought to get most of that.
Why, sure, he ought to, him doing the fighting and all.
No, sir, I just told Squire he could keep his old contract. I didn't want to do no business with a feller as underhanded as him, not at any price.
Good for you.
I told him he could consider our friendship as being unsolved. From now on, him and me would be unspeakable to one another.
That's a time.
Unless, of course, he'd come down on the price a little.
But he wouldn't do it, huh?
Not a penny, no. Said he really would ask more for the contract than that, considering the big future Mousy would more than likely has as a box fighter.
Well, didn't you tell him that you ought to get to be Mousy's manager on account of you was the one that first discovered he could fight?
Oh, yeah, I told him all that. I said to him signing up Mousy secret that away was no different from coming right here in the store and stealing some groceries from us. But even that didn't have no effect on him.
It didn't, huh?
No. He claimed he hadn't done nothing illegal. Said it was my own fault I never signed him up myself or anybody else had a chance to do it. Imagine him saying a thing like that.
Well, now, he's sort of right on that, ain't he, Mom?
Yeah, but I hate to be reminded of it.
Oh.
Dad, blame it all anyway. Here I was on the path to fame and success as a big boxing promoter and manager. Even set up the other night sewing my name on the back of my bathrobe.
Bathrobe?
Yeah, you know, the one I was going to wear when I walked up to the boxing ring with Mousy.
Oh, yeah.
Had it almost all sewed, too. Jake Eddards.
Jake Eddards?
Oh, I guess I never told you. I was sort of thinking on changing my name to Jake.
Well,
I don't know. It sounded more like an actual boxing manager's name than Lum does.
It does, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to take it off of there now, I reckon. Won't change my name at all.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I wouldn't do that now. There might be some other way we can get that contract back from Squire.
I don't know how. Besides, it's too late to do anything now, anyway. The carnival gets here tomorrow.
Yeah, but, well, maybe we could sneak over to Squire's place tonight after he went to bed, I dog it, and just steal it from him.
Steal it?
Yes, sir.
No, we can't do that. That's unhonest.
Yeah, I reckon that's right.
Don't want to get no lawsuit on our hands.
No, don't want to do that.
No, Abner, the Squire's got us licked. May as well admit to it.
Yeah, looks like it.
Mousy will fight Iron Ike tomorrow night and lick him, and Squire will get all the money, and then they more than likely head right out for New York, and I'll be sitting here in the Jotham Down store. Dad blame it. Wish I never had to hear to the fight game.
Game?
Yeah, that's what Squire calls it.
Well, how do you play it?
You don't play it.
You don't? Well, that don't sound like much fun. I like a game you can play like Athers or Ron Sheepy Ron or Mahjong.
Well, I don't mean that kind of game. It just means whatever business a feller's in. Like Squire's in the insurance game. Caleb Wee Hunt's in the blacksmith game.
He is. Well, good for Caleb. I'm proud to hear that. He's getting awful cranky here late. do him a lot of good to get out and have a game of some kind.
For goodness sake.
How do you play this blacksmith game, Lummy? Does it like horseshoes?
Horseshoes?
Yeah, that's more likely what it is. I know that I'd like to go over and get in that game myself. Whereabouts are they playing, Lama? Who's playing against him?
Nobody ain't playing against him.
You mean old Caleb is standing over there throwing them horseshoes all by himself? My doggies, I know I'm going over there now. I won't be gone long, Lama.
Abner, you come back here.
Well, now, Caleb's lonesome, Lama. Nobody else won't play with him. My doggies, I will.
Come back here, Abner. All I said was that Caleb was in the blacksmith game. That means he's in the blacksmith business.
Well, I know what business he's in. He's been running it for 40 years, and his papa run it for him. But that ain't no sign that Caleb can't get out and have a little fun once in a while.
Of course not, but if you just listen to me for a minute. Wait a minute. Look who's coming up there.
Huh?
Well, I'll be dead blank.
Who is it, Caleb?
No, it's the squire. Granny's, I just the same as told him I never wanted to see his ornery hide inside this door again as long as I live. I reckon what his little game is this time.
Game? Has Squire been over there pitching horseshoes with Caleb?
Of course not.
Well, don't tell me now he's playing alone, too. Hey, doggies, why don't all these fellas get together on their games? It'd be a heap more fun that way.
For goodness sakes, Abner, nobody ain't playing nothing, so just forget it. And mind out, here he comes.
Yeah.
Give him the cool shoulder.
Huh?
Act awful cool toward you. Find out.
I'll act like I'm frizzed to death.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, howdy do, gentlemen. And how are my good friends this afternoon?
Awful chilly in here today, ain't it?
Not that away, Abner.
Well, you don't want me to just come right out and tell him I'm acting cold towards him, do you?
Be quiet.
What's that, Abner?
Nothing, Squire, nothing.
Lum, I just dropped in to discuss further with you this manager's contract that I have with Mousy Gray.
Well, I don't think there's nothing further for me and you to discuss on that or any other subject.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Lum. Just a minute. You've got me all wrong. Lum, I've come to you with the extended hand of friendship.
You have, huh?
Yes, I certainly have. You see, Lum, I got to thinking about your part in discovering Mousy as a potential fighter, and, while I have every legal and moral right to the contract that I now possess, my great and deep friendship for you finally triumphed over my better business sense. And, well, to be honest, Lum, I'm going to let you practically steal that contract from me.
Steal it?
That's what I want to do, and he wouldn't let me.
Be quiet, Abner.
Yes, sir, Lum. It's yours for only $150. Now, what do you think of that?
Goodness, I don't know what to think, hardly.
Well, make it $100, then, Lum. Anything you say, I want to do what's right. Now, here's your contract right here. It's all signed over to you, and everything is legal and regular. And if you don't have the money, Lum, I'll even be willing to take your check.
Well, that's awful thought of you.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, Lum. Anything for friends. You know that. Squire Skimp's friends come before anything else.
I don't know what to say, hardly.
Well, Lum, this is a chance of a lifetime. Yes, if it's tomorrow night, you can buy the contract right now for $100.
Yeah, I'll make out a check to Squire for $100, Abner, and I'll sign it.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the checkbook? I know where it's at.
Granny, Squire, I don't know what to say, hardly. You sure you ain't doing nothing now you wish you hadn't done?
Oh, cut, Lum. As I said before, your friendship means more to me than any $1 million that I might make out of Mousy's boxing career.
More than $1 million?
Yes, it does, Lum. You'll never know, though, how grieved I was after our little talk earlier today, Lum, some of the things you said.
Yeah, I reckon I oughtn't have said them, Squire. Sorry I done it.
Well, it's all right. Bygones are bygones, Lum.
I sure hope I get a chance to repay you in some way, Squire. I don't know just when it'll be, but I know...
Here, that... Lum. It's all ready for you to sign.
Yeah, all right. Dad, blame it. I wish you wouldn't dip the pen fur in the ink, Abner. Look at that.
Well, you have to get a lot of ink on there to make it right, Lum. It'll be all right. It'll blot there on you, but you can just sort of use the blot for ink, just string it out there to where you write what you want to. That's the way I done. See there, that big blot there?
There you are, Squire. And I want to thank you again for this.
Oh, tut-tut. Think nothing of it. Only too glad to do it, Lum. Only too glad. Well, I guess I'd better be running along, gentlemen. And, Lum, I hope you have a lot of luck with Alfie.
Well, thank you, Squire. I'll let you know how everything goes. You going to be to the fight tomorrow night?
Oh, yes, Lum. Yes, I'll be there if I can possibly get there. Yes, I'd like to see you. It should be a good fight. Well, I better be going. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Squire.
So long, Squire.
Granny, Abner. I feel sort of ashamed of myself after all I said about Squire.
Yeah, that's a trouble. A feller gets mad at somebody and gets the same things and finds out they're all wrong.
Just goes to show you never can tell about a feller.
No.
We just had him done wrong. Misjudged him. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, must have. I heard him stand right there and tell you that your friendship meant more to him than $1,000,000.
Yeah, I heard him say that, too. Think of it. $1,000,000.
Yeah, reckon why he got so much friendship all of a sudden.
I don't know. But I got to get hold of Mousy and get him over here right away to do some training.
Yes, sir. That's the thing to do now. Ain't much time left for the big fight. That's tomorrow night. I bound you old Mousy would be glad you're his manager again.
Hello? Who is this, Gussie? Well, this is Lum, Gussie, and I got to talk to Mousy right away.
Yeah, tell him to get on over here, Lum.
Huh? He what? Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lum?
Why, that dad blamed Squire Skimp.
What's the trouble?
Mousy's sick in bed with the mumps.